This is the Pete Heck Radio Show on 93 WIBC.
Hey, back here on the program. If you want to join in, you want to share any of your thoughts on what we've talked about today, 317-684-8415. I'd love to hear from you. 317-684-8415. You can follow us on Twitter at Peter Heck or email me, peter@peterheck.com. You know, I talk all the time about Life Centers of Indianapolis, and they're good friends of ours, good friends of the show and the program. But they have a special event coming up, and I've been talking about it recently, but I thought, what better way to address this and let you know about it than to bring on the mastermind behind the whole thing, Tom Chevalot. And Tom's been on the program before, but I'm agreeing to bring him back on again. I didn't want to. It was against my better judgment. But Tom, thanks so much for your time again. Let folks know about this banquet. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. Mastermind, thank you. You're much too kind.
Well, that's so if it falls apart, everybody knows who to blame it on. That's why I did that.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
No pressure.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've got our 33rd annual Celebration of Life Banquet coming up on April the 23rd. It's at 6:30 at the JW Marriott. And our keynote speaker this year is Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. We're very excited about it. You can go to lifecenters.com and register. We are expecting north of 1,200 people to attend this year. So very excited about it and appreciate the opportunity to talk about it, Pete.
Yeah, when people come to this, some folks are going to come that have never been to anything like this before. I've had the opportunity to go to a few similar kind of banquets, but what should they expect when they come in? Is this going to be a downer of an evening where they're bombarded with the facts about all of the children that have been murdered by abortion? What does a person need to prepare mentally for when they come to something like this?
Yeah. Well, first off, we're not going to bombard you with those kinds of gory details, even though that is the reality. Life Centers, we're not an advocacy group. We're not a political action committee. We are really on the front lines. And so it is our opportunity once a year to share with our churches, with our supporters, what's been going on in our 8 centers that are scattered around central Indiana. Some of the stories that we're going to be able to share are lives that have been changed, and even more so, the number of children that have been saved from abortion as a result of them coming into one of our 8 centers.
Whenever I address this issue, I'm always hesitant about the label that goes and refers to itself as pro-choice, because I think the question is always choice to do what, and I think you have to answer that question. But for somebody out there, and I've kind of been stressing this, who truly in their heart is pro-choice, and by that they mean that they think women should be given all of the options and make the most informed decision for them, I guess when I look at what you folks do at Life Centers, it's nothing that should turn off someone that regards themselves as pro-choice. They should feel comfortable to come to a banquet like this because that's what your organization does, if I'm not mistaken. It provides women with the choice to choose life who may not otherwise even think that that's a possibility for them.
Absolutely. And you're spot on. It provides us an opportunity to share that all is not lost. And in fact, I just spoke with a client of ours a week or so ago, and I'm going to share this at the banquet, but I'm going to give you a little preview. But she said something she wrote this on a form that we give to the clients every time they visit, and she said, everywhere that I went, she was told no when she was pregnant. She said, everyone told me, you can't do this on your own. This is not the way to go. You need to look at aborting this child, until she found Life Centers. And she wrote, I finally found a place where someone was in my corner.
Wow.
And to me, that's an awesome visual of a boxing ring where you have everybody and anybody on one side, and this young lady that felt that she was all alone until she came to one of our centers and she finally found someone in her corner that said, you know what, sweetheart, there are options for you. You can parent, there's adoption, we're here with you. So, yeah, there's choice, but our choice is life.
Yeah. Yeah. When somebody comes to something like this, obviously it's a fundraising banquet. They're going to pay to get in, but there'll also be an opportunity for folks to make donations. I assume that they're tax deductible. What does that look like for somebody that's preparing to come to this event?
Yeah, it's $60 a ticket, and that ticket includes a meal and the opportunity to hear our keynote speaker. But you're right, Pete. This is a fundraising opportunity, and this event funds about 30 to 35% of our total ministry budget for the year.
Wow.
So I make no qualms about that. This is an opportunity for me and the ministry to not only provide an annual update about here's what's happened in the ministry, but then here's an opportunity for you to continue to support this great ministry.
Yeah. I assume, maybe I'm wrong, it is tax deductible for folks that make a donation, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So if you show up and after the dinner and it touches your heart in whatever way and you want to write a $100,000 or $10,000 check, it is fully tax deductible.
Okay. the thing is, we laugh about that, but there are people who are totally capable of going. I've always wanted to be one of those people that could just sit there and write a check like that. And, God wants us to serve with our resources, and some people have the ability to do that. So we'll be praying that those people find their way to your banquet. Again, just hit me with the details to make sure everybody knows the easiest way to sign up to come to this, when it is, time, all of that stuff.
Yeah, go to lifecenters.com, and it's all over the landing page, a way to register. There is a link to two different speeches. One is a speech by Oliver North, who gave his personal testimony about how he came to know Christ. There's another segment where last week he was on WIBC, your station, on the Garrison Show, where he gave a great 10 or 15 minute conversation with Greg about the banquet and upcoming. So everything is right there at lifecenters.com.
That's awesome. And just because I know that there are some out there that are not computer savvy and like the phone, if they call 888-57-MERCY, they can also register that way as well, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. We'll make sure folks know that. Tom, I wish you the best with this upcoming banquet. I know I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it very much. And, we'll continue to pray for your peace of mind as it gets closer.
Thank you, Pete. Again, appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate your friendship and what you do for life.
Well, thanks so much. Tom Chevlot of Life Centers of Indianapolis. And again, the banquet, Thursday, April 23rd, JW Marriott, $60 a ticket. But go to the website, lifecenters.com, or call 888-57-MERCY, lifecenters.com, or 888-57-MERCY to register. You don't want to miss this event. Seriously. We'll see you next week for more of the show.
CFD's philosophy is that investments should be made to achieve specific goals and objectives. Not only are there good and bad investments, but right and wrong investments as well. CFD strives to provide good investments that are right to achieve the goals and objectives you set. Talk with a registered representative at CFD Investments, 2704 South Goyer Road, Kokomo, phone 765-453-9600.
Advisory services provided through Creative Financial Designs Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, and securities offered through CFD Investments Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD, SIPC.